Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Are we at verse 363?
That's what I have written.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. So let us start with section 63 in Bereshit Bet, Pasuk 363. And we'll start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudshab Rehu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'ahta L'Shem Yehud He Puvav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu Vashata Yitramiz L'gabeya Hadraniel Malaka Kadisha v'yamar le'ya Adam Adam Hawe Ganiz Yikara Demarach Dila Yitiahev Rishuta Le'ila Ay Leminda Bikara Demarach Barant Vahawa Imeya Tamir, the Ganiz Ahu Sifra, Adin Fak, Adam Beginta Di Eden. At that point, the holy angel Hadarniel hinted to him and said, Adam, Adam, conceal the glory of your master and do not reveal it to the angels. For permission was given you alone, and not even to the supernal angels, to know the glory of your master. Therefore he concealed it with him until he left the Garden of Eden. Questions, comments, thought, or thoughts?
Well, not everything is to be revealed. You know, we conceal to reveal, and evidently, I guess Hashem didn't want a certain group of angels to hear the teaching.
Well, do you know what the Shoresh Dalet Resh Nun is?
Tell me the letters again.
Dalet Resh Nun.
Dwash? No.
It's Darn.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get some information quickly. Because that's the Shoresh for the name Harad. Hadraniel.
Oh, you mean for the angel's name? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Ha would be the, maybe. It's so
correct.
Close to Daniel, and Daniel, let's see, what does Daniel mean? I should know that. Is that God is my judge? But with a resh in there, that would change it.
Correct.
Somebody's
don't know what's going on in the background, but it's whatever it is. Thank you.
I don't think it's mine. Okay.
I don't know whose it is, but...
Well, it says holy angel, and these are, it does call them supernal angels. I do have the book, what did we say, Raziel? I did find it, but I didn't look at it yet. But maybe that name will be in there.
It really doesn't
matter. Mm-hmm.
It's not coming up reasonable. It's saying the word dove with a bet in exchange for the resh. But that's not really working. So
okay.
I'm not sure. The question I would ask is, why was this particular angel given the task of telling Adam? And then he calls to Adam twice, which is an indication he's talking to the higher level of Adam and the lower level of Adam.
Mm-hmm. And that was in the Aramaic, as I saw the two words, you know.
Right.
Adam, Adam. Mm-hmm.
And then he's saying, you know, don't reveal this to the angels, which is, you know, there can be secrets that are only available to the higher human being who has reached the higher spiritual level. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't Adam know that intuitively? That this was to be kept concealed. So there's a few questions that we don't have the answers to.
Well, we knew from previous verses that he didn't even understand Teshuva. So, you know, and it's also saying for permission, wait, do not reveal it to the angels, wait, and not even to the super, okay. Was given to you alone, which gives me the impression he's saying not just the angels, but
even to the supernal angel, which was the archangel.
And maybe that's because each person is supposed to search out Hashem themselves.
That's a good thought. I like that.
The secret things are not, Hashem's not trying to hide them from us, but we have to seek them out.
And that may be the lesson, but it's an unusual, you know, mm-hmm. the verse doesn't resonate clearly. So
and it
let's
just may have been the time. Maybe it wasn't the time for it to be revealed.
That's also possible. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that ultimately all secrets will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly it wasn't the time, but still. Let's go on to verse 364.
Okay.
Deha bekad meta awa me'ayen peya umishtamesh kol yoma begin zaya timareya ve'it galyan le'ya razin ilahin Madila Yadu Shama Shai Ilain Kewan Dehata Wavar Alpikuda Demareya Parah Ahu Sifra Mineya Wahawa Adam Topeach Aresho Uvake, Fial bin me, Gihon, Adkad leya, Umaya abdin gufeya, Haladin, Haladin, Ishtane ziveya. At first he used to study and use the secrets of his master daily. supernal secrets that none of the supernal angels knew were revealed to him. When, however, he transgressed the command of his master by eating of the tree of knowledge, the book flew away from him. Adam used to beat upon his head and weep. He went into the waters of the river Gihon up to his neck, because he repented and mortified himself, until his body became wrinkled and porous and his radiance changed. Questions?
Okay, that may have given us a little bit of a hint as to the verse above. If he's in the garden, and it could be you remember that when God created Adam, that the angels were jealous, you know, and perhaps by him revealing these secrets to the angels, could it have caused Ayin Hara?
Well, yes, it can cause Ayin Hara, but it's not, you know, at that level, you wouldn't expect it to be Ayin Hara, which is the evil eye. You wouldn't expect that from the angels towards human beings, although we do know that there are, you know, there are species of angels that are given permission to, you know, harm human beings. And we know that they are constantly looking for the human emotions, which for them becomes human life force. Not human life force, but becomes life force for the angels. So there's a lot of you know, that potentially. But the other idea is to realize, what is the secrets of his master that are not available to the supernal angels? And that's literally atomic energy, so to speak. It's literally how to utilize and control nature. How to utilize and control all of the four worlds. That is the ultimate goal of human beings. Whereas the angels, they're not given all of that. They're given a task. And when they, you know, they're given that task, they're assigned a name. Sometimes their name is, the name of Hashem is added to the name that they're given for that task in order to give them the energy, whereas the human being always has that name of Hashem, that energy to accomplish whatever he wants, providing he does it in a righteous way.
Okay.
Any other thoughts or questions, comments?
Well, I thought it was interesting that he went to the water, to the river.
Well, that the river Gihon is the river that connects to Geburah. The word Gihon represents the Geburah of the central column. Because it's cognate. I was reading it in the Parasha of Tazria. I was preparing that section of the Zohar when we get to it. And it said that the river Gihon is cognate to the word, Hebrew word for belly. And if you'll remember in the Parasha
right.
of Tazria, it has a large bav.
Right.
And it was explaining that is related to the to Geburah and judgment, and you know all of everything that Geburah is related to. So he was going to the waters, which is Chesed, of the river Gihon, which is Geburah. So he was looking to do Teshuvah and utilizing the waters of Geburah, the Chesed of Geburah, to accomplish that. Verse 365. Ramaz kuchabarihu lir pael viate le yahu sifra uve yahawa mishtadal adam vianach le yalushet rea the cane le call inun told out admatea Le Avraham Uve Yahawa Yadale Istakala Bikara Demareya Wilha Itmar Bekain Laha Noch It Yahav Leya Sifra Le Istakal Mineya At that point, the Holy One, blessed be He, signaled to the angel Raphael to return the book to Adam. Adam occupied himself with it. He left it to his son Seth and to all the generations after him until Abraham came along. Abraham knew how to use the book to examine his master's glory. This has already been explained. This book was also given to Chanoch, and through it he perceived the supernal glory. Questions, comments, thoughts?
How can you see supernal glory?
I'm sorry? How did he perceive the supernal glory?
Yes.
You can perceive the supernal glory by learning to call Hashem's name properly. We teach that in the Sefer Yetzirah classes.
Okay.
Now, just because you learn how doesn't mean you will be able to. Because it depends on your spiritual level. Chanoch ben Yared, who is referred here, and I like to think is who I was named after. He is the one, the human being who walked with God, and he walked with God through the ability of the information in this book, which is the book of generations of Adam. Which is the book of Raziel in its original form. And it's also the book of Hanoch. All of these names that you've heard, from the esoteric wisdom and the Zohar says is somewhat corrupted. The book of Hanoch, there's three different versions that have come down to us, and they're different. So, it's wonderful and it's interesting, but it's not. Not something that's useful in the abstract. You have to go through and learn what the Sefer Yetzirah explains. Because all of this wisdom was not lost, it was just concealed in different ways. Any questions or comments? If not, this is the end of section 63, and tomorrow at our mini Zohar class, we'll start with section 64.
Okay. All right.
Shalom to all.
Okay, thank you.
And remember, Rosh Chodesh of Connection is tonight at 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Right. I'm going to set my clock in case I fall asleep. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.